practical way you can do that. You can give serious consideration to your tithes and offerings here in this church. Right? This is your congregation. You're a member of this church. You're responsible for the work happening here. Give substantially more to this church with more planning, with more regularity. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're significantly behind in our budget. I just occasionally look at that graph in the back on the bulletin. We're significantly behind. Well, what does this say? It says we're giving less as a church this year than we were last year. And if giving does not pick up substantially in February and March, well, then we have to drop supported missionaries. We have to reduce support to church plants in Sharjah and Ras Al Khaimah. We may have to do other drastic measures. It's not a small shortfall. And so the elders urge you to look for the most strategic ministry you can find and to invest heavily. Back it financially, sacrificially, cheerfully. That's the best use of your money. That's what the king wants. Don't do it for show so that people will think well of you. Do it in secret. Give generously. What did Jesus say? Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.